WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
We see them nearly every day in the sky, clouds. A cloud is a visible collection of minute particle matter, usually composed of water droplets or ice crystals in the air. A fire or a smokestack can also generate a cloud of particles. Clouds form in the atmosphere as a result of the condensation of water vapor around a tiny object called a condensation nuclei. These nuclei can be smoke particles or dust, and they provide a surface for water vapor to collect upon. Now, water droplets in the atmosphere are very small. They're on the order of 1/100th of a millimeter. When surrounded by billions of other droplets or crystals, they become visible as clouds. Now, dense clouds are highly reflective, 70 to 95% throughout the visible range of wavelengths, so they appear white, at least from the top. Now, cloud droplets tend to scatter light efficiently. This means the intensity of the solar radiation decreases with depth into the gases, hence the gray or even sometimes dark appearance to the clouds at their base. We classify clouds according to height with three primary categories of low, middle, and high using a system proposed by Luke Howard in 1802. He, by the way, was featured in episode 140 of WeatherBrains. Low clouds typically occur at or below 6,500 feet. These are cumulus and stratus. The middle clouds, or alto group, are typically found between about 6,500 feet and something around 15,000. And cirrus clouds, composed primarily of ice crystals, are found above 15,000 feet. Clouds are also differentiated as layered or convective. Now, most of the clouds we see occur in the troposphere, but some clouds also form in the mesosphere and stratosphere. And now weather is even invading the world of computers, where we hear about cloud computing. And I even remember my mother telling me to get my head out of the clouds. Want to know more about a weather term? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.